Linux is misunderstood and propagandized in a way to encourage you not to use it, when in fact, this is one of the single greatest things that you can do to completely change your privacy and freedom. I'm Shadow Rebel, and in this episode, we're gonna break down why and how you can get involved with Linux to empower you to change your life. You're listening to Simplified Privacy. Now, the first myth is people say, oh, I don't have time to learn about Linux. Well, you have time to work a job and have that money be pissed away through planned obsolescence of Windows and Mac. Because all these big tech companies, they're actually purposefully creating products that wear the hardware sooner or create problems to encourage you to buy a new one. So you're going, oh, I don't have time to check out Linux. Well, you're pissing away your salary by having to get a new computer every 2 to 3 years. Also, not only does this stuff last longer to increase your wealth, but on top of that, you can't even own shit without using Linux. Because bank deposits, they could just be ripped away from you at any moment. Having cryptocurrency is really the only way that you can have wealth that defies being taken or seized. But if you can't keep that private key safe, you don't own nothing. Phones are not as secure as a Linux computer for keeping large amounts of cryptocurrency. So you're saying, oh, I don't have time for Linux, and I'm responding with, you don't own anything, you're wasting your time. The reason people think they don't have time is because they think it's much harder than it actually is. But it's not the problem is that it's technical, but there is a cultural difference. We always assume that things that are outside what we're used to, outside of what we normally experience and have met, are going to be some kind of geeky or bizarre thing. But you know, Apple actually has the same commands that Linux does. No one would ever say, oh, well, I can't use Apple because it's got the command line. The same way that you can just use a regular computer and install software, you could do those same things in a graphical box on Linux. Honestly, as more and more of these big tech companies push for things to be on the cloud, for things to be always online, where you can't escape things going in a web browser, that stuff works on Linux anywhere. So you're saying, oh, I don't know if Linux has the software, and I'm responding with, everything is in a web browser these days, you can easily switch over. So how do you do it? How do you switch? Well, there's a couple of different tactics. One method is you could do what's called dual booting. Under this, you use the Windows computer you already have. You would be putting Linux on a USB stick and then using that to install it. And when you turn the computer on, you can toggle between starting up with Windows or starting up with Linux. Under a dual boot, you would have to partition, which is a fancy word for dividing which gigs of memory are going to be for Windows and which are going to be for Linux. You could also buy a computer that already has Linux on it. Great example of this is in the US with Think Penguin being a vendor that sells pre-made, or they allow you to customize quite a bit. In the European Union, there's Custom Nova, which is another interesting one that creates these different laptops that you can customize that have Linux built into them, and they allow you to pick the distribution, which is the type. Another option, for especially for those who are used to Apple computers, is System 76 with Pop OS. And the reason that I recommend this for Apple people is because they're used to having a manufacturer that has the operating system designed for that hardware. With System 76, they made the Pop OS distribution, that version of Linux, and so that's why it goes so well together. On top of that, Chris Titus has actually made videos on how to customize Pop OS to look exactly like Mac from an aesthetic perspective. And on top of that, the commands are the same. So if you have Mac right now today, you can learn all these commands, just watch some YouTubes and you can know it. But you don't even need the commands to do it. That's the wild part. Now, what is a distribution? Well, ultimately, it's really just an app store. Like when you go to the Apple store, That's really what a distribution is of Linux. It's just all the apps packaged and distributed together. That's why they call it a distro. The easiest one for beginners is Linux Mint. This is derived from Ubuntu. I dislike Ubuntu for a number of reasons. Canonical, the company behind Ubuntu, has pushed for a specific type of programs called snaps. These snaps are slower to load. There's no advantage to using them. And also, Canonical has been caught in the past doing some shady stuff as far as giving Amazon all types of information. And so they're not really to be trusted fully. Now, Ubuntu is based off of Debian and Mint is based off Ubuntu. So usually software comes out first for Debian, then for Ubuntu, and last for Mint. This means you're getting software that's been vetted very carefully, and so it's very unlikely to break your system or to have problems. But at the same time, you may have problems because it's been so long since it's been released and updated and things such as this. So how do you get software on Linux is a source of confusion for new users, but it's actually not that bad. Because first of all, a lot of stuff's in your package manager, meaning with the distribution. And if you don't feel comfortable installing that stuff with the command line, even though it's only a couple of words and fairly easy to learn, but there's something called Synaptic, which is basically a graphical interface for installing these types of packages without the need for a command line. So I'm telling you, it's actually not that bad to learn. Now, if something's not in the package manager, then you can go and get it from either the Flatpak or an app image. The way that you can think of a Flatpak is it's basically a distribution for all distributions, meaning it's this universal thing that they're a company or nonprofit, whatever, but they are grouping together this software and getting it ready to be distributed, and the Flatpak is keeping it a little bit isolated, although the security on this is not perfect. So we covered getting software from your distro's pre-made app store, which is Synaptic in the case of Mint. We also covered getting it for a distribution that's universal for all distros called the Flatpak. And another way is getting it directly from the developer via an app image. So with the distros or with Flatpak, you're getting it from an external third party that's either vetting it or doing the security. While as with an app image, you're getting it directly from the creator, from the developer, similar to an executable file for Windows. So big tech is corrupt and worthless, and these banks are spewing propaganda from their fucking holes. The best way to protect your wealth is through cryptocurrency, and the best way to have free speech is through encryption as identity. However, if you can't keep those private keys safe, then big tech and the banks own your soul. Linux offers the foundation for this freedom, but some are intimidated. This intimidation comes not from technical reasons, but from cultural assumptions about how it actually works. In reality, it's fairly easy. In financial markets, people who are a whale or a big trader, when they put a trade forward, bots will algorithmically jump in front of them to be able to buy it since they're smaller and then sell it at a profit to this large whale. When you allow big tech to see everything you do as you do it, before you do it, when you do it, you're basically allowing them to front run your thoughts. And I'm telling you that the reason you are allowing this is because you think that this is so technical and going to require so much time beyond what you can do that you're selling yourself short. Remember, ultimately, all this political speech is a bunch of nonsense, and all that matters is your actions. I'm Shadow Rebel, and this is Simplified Privacy.